more morning, anytime. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Talking not so awesome, my mother-in-law, she's fine. I mean, last week, this time last week, I was telling a story how she got bit five times by wasps. Like this weekend, she took a little bit of a finger thing with a hedge trimmer. And so we found out on her Snapchat story, it wasn't even a personal, if you know how Snapchat works, it wasn't even a personal Snapchat sent to us. It was just on her story that all of her friends could watch. Yeah, exactly. Just like in a hospital, getting stitches. What
she's happened? Tough as nails. Quick sidebar.
Yeah. Oh, she is. Yeah. But anyway, so we're wondering this morning, what did you find out on social media?
Oh, lots of people finding out things. This text, my sister was married and had kids. Yes, we had lost touch. Can you imagine? Like, you'd catch up on their whole life.
I got nieces and nephews, like literally blood relatives you never met.
Wow.
Like, well, look, Facebook. They say they talk now, by the way.
Okay, good.
This person says, I found out I was single on a Snapchat story.
Ouch.
That's a kick to the teeth.
Mm-hmm. And on that same note, 5 years ago, a friend of mine posted some Banff pictures from her past weekend. In the background was my fiance, now ex, with another woman. I was told by my ex that they were going away for the weekend with their kids and their parents. Needless to say, I was shocked and ended it that day. I am so much happier in life today.
Social
media
helped.
What a timely picture.
I know. I was thinking that too. What are the odds?
Thank goodness. That guy's a scumbag. You're a scumbag if you're listening, guy.
All right. There you go. Quick draw coming up, and you can continue to share your stories.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
You know what? Again, we were talking about things that you found out on social media. Yes, Jack.
Kelly texts in and says, I have a friend who found out that her brother proposed on Facebook. He didn't even tell his mom, but everyone found out via Facebook. My mom would kill me.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to let the insiders know, right?
Sometimes you think you told everybody important, then all of a sudden one slips. All right, mom's a tough one to let slip, but still.
There is always that one friend, though, that's like, I can't believe you didn't tell me. And you're like, oh, shoot, I thought I covered my bases.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't take it personally, right? I'm sure the person meant to tell you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Jack, tell me everything.
Lucky for you guys, know everything before it hits Instagram.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right, it's time for Quick Draw. We've got Barb and Andrea on the line. How are you ladies doing today?
So far, good. So good.
All right. Any school kids involved in your lives today?
Not for me.
None for me, too.
All right.
Oh, so it's a nice, calm morning for you.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, you know how this contest works. And the cool thing about yesterday is the fact that you now have a 1 in 4 chance of winning $250 if you are the lucky contestant today, because we didn't do quick draw yesterday. Okay. So your chances are even better. You guys know how the game works, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, Andrea, you have a higher voice, so we're going to make you high pitch. Okay.
Okay. I'll try.
I mean that in the nicest sort of way. And Barb, you got to be low pitch when you answer yours so we can identify which ones answer these things. You ready to go?
Ready.
All right. Just blurt out the first thing that comes to your mind, because that makes it fun. Here we go. Question number one. Name a magazine that starts with the letter V.
Vice.
Yeah, I'm sure they got a magazine, right?
There is a Vice magazine.
Yeah.
Who said that? Oh, that's the question.
I had no idea.
Was that Andrea?
It was.
Okay. All right.
All right, here we go. Question number two. A popsicle flavor that starts with a G.
Grape.
Who? What? We had all of them there.
There's four people playing this contest.
Who said grape first?
I did, Barb.
All right, Barb.
Barb.
Okay, Barb, here we go. We're tied up one apiece. A piece of dishware that starts with an M.
Microwave.
No.
Mandolin?
Don't microwave your mandolin. Bad for the strings.
And mandolin is more like an appliance,
yeah,
not
it's
dishware.
Got metal on it, right? Yeah, we're thinking dishware here. This is a tough one.
I got it.
That must be nice. Should we default to a new question?
Do we give a hint?
What's your? Yeah, give a hint, Jack.
Coffee.
Mug.
There you go. You got it. Who was it?
Barb.
Okay, Barb.
Okay.
That was hard. It was right there, though. Mug.
It's the name of the game. Barb's got two. Andrea's got one.
All right. Thank you for that. Here we go. Question number four. Something you order from Starbucks that starts with a C.
Cappuccino.
I heard coffee first.
Was that Barb?
Yes, it was.
Barb.
And that's the winner.
Good job, Barb.
Andrea, you did good, though. You came in there with cappuccino very quickly. Congratulations to Barb. You got a 1-in-4 chance of winning $250. Andrea, please keep playing the game because you're lots of fun.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you
go get your mug.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
My mother-in-law, she's fine. She she did a little bit of a number to her finger with a hedge trimmer, clipper, or whatever it is. And so we found out that she was at the hospital on her Snapchat story. I mean, she is pretty hip for an 80-year-old woman.
Yeah, it's impressive.
YOLO, trimming hedges, stitches time.
Exactly. So we're asking the question, what have you found out on social media?
A text at 103939. My mom and I found out on Facebook that my sister got engaged.
Oof. That's an awkward phone call to receive.
That's awkies.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Christy?
So I was dating this guy for just short of a year, I think it was. And then, he doesn't go on socials very often. Clearly, now I understand why. But he came up on, like, those, you may know this person, right? And I'm like, okay, well, I'll add him.
Yeah,
and,
well, yeah, you and, should.
Exactly, yeah. And I was like, I want to see if have something to hide. And then he, like, an hour later declined me. I was like, what in the actual, right? And so I asked him about it. He's like, oh, that's an old account. I don't use it, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. And then, so he had his relationship status set to public. So I went in there and I, like, started digging around. And, yeah. He was a truck driver. Found out the guy was married with two kids in Ontario. So, that relationship ended immediately.
Wow. Am I the side piece? I'm the side piece.
What did he say?
He didn't have any explanation for it. He got caught in a lie.
Don't tell my wife.
I messaged her because she found out too. Messaged her and I'm like, I am so sorry. Like, I didn't know or else this wouldn't have been a thing. Wow. Right? Because, like, I'm not that kind of person.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not. But
I apologized to her. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, but, right? And, yeah, if I wouldn't known this from the start, this never would have been a thing.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So needless to say, before I start dating someone, I do my homework first.
The old Facebook background check.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Thank you, Christy.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Minding my own business on Saturday night, getting ready to go to bed after a fantastic day. And somehow I went to go into the laundry room and I turned around and I literally stubbed my pinky toe, my baby toe, and the one beside it. I hit them so hard, I swore I broke them both. They're getting a little bit better now, but it was like the most ridiculous toe stubbing I've ever done. And I've done a whole bunch of them. I don't know what my leg was doing swinging out over there. It was the dumbest thing. But anyway, how'd you hurt yourself this long weekend? My mother-in-law hurt herself by using the trimmers 3 stitches later. Matt, you didn't hurt yourself.
No, pretty good so far. I did play with a couple of stray cats.
Yeah.
And that's a recipe for a tetanus shot. But
and
they
rabies,
loved me.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, Jack pets cats in Africa. That's a no-no.
Not lions, by the way.
All right. Jack, you didn't get hurt.
I did. I ripped my leg open shaving. It was great.
Go with the grain.
I forget that I have a new razor and I just go for it.
Oh. Ugh. Owie.
Yeah.
Owie.
Let me see. Put your leg in the camera.
No. It's ugly. I should have gone for stitches.
Really? That bad?
Yeah.
Were you bleeding like a stuffed pig in the shower?
No, it was nothing. Of course I was.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right. Talking about how you injured yourself this long weekend.
Oh, gosh. Amber texts in and says, I got headbutted by my toddler. Cut. Fat lip. I look like I got in a street fight.
Oh, yes.
The worst. And those heads are so hard.
Oh,
they are.
About a head,
like, lucky.
Yeah.
But they are.
This text says, my son is 15 years old and almost 6'3". He was running to jump from the bottom of our outside steps to the deck, but he misjudged and both feet caught the top step. He fell flat on his stomach. I think it hurt his pride more than anything, but it was one of those situations where all you could do was laugh.
Yeah. When you're 15, you can take that fall.
For sure. Yes. My kid wanted to go outside. We're staying at this Airbnb, and he was going full tilt, 100% speed, hit the screen at Mach 1 and just bounced off it. And he's like, he starts to cry, but everybody just couldn't help themselves from laughing.
That's a strong screen.
Very. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
He's fine, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Aiden texted and says, spent the long weekend at the lake with my cousins. Ended up on the lake tubing with my crazy older cousin. Needless to say, I hit the water pretty hard a couple of times. Not only are my arms sore now for work, but also my legs, back, and shoulders are super tense. It's a good thing I'm a concrete worker who does a lot of manual labor.
You can't control that tube. It is frightening.
There is nothing like a dad scorned.
Yeah.
When dad gets on the boat and the kids start tubing, his only goal is to inflict pain.
You're hitting that wake.
Yeah, and like you get the thumbs down slower. Dad's just...
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Good morning, Kissin' Country.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
It's Alex.
All right, Alex, you want to play Grand Prairie or High Prairie for those Tennille Town tickets?
Yes, I do.
She is, of course, from Grand Prairie, Alberta. Matt's got some fun facts, and you just say High Prairie or Grand Prairie. You get enough of them right, you're going to win.
Sounds good.
We have not established how many you need, so I guess the pressure's off is what we're saying.
Just one will be fine. That's all good.
All right, Alex, you understand.
These are pretty tough.
Okay.
I like your rules.
Hey, it's a Tuesday after the long weekend. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
Has a population of 2,500.
High Prairie.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy one.
Well, you got your
one.
Well,
you win. Let's do a bonus one.
Sure, I can do a couple bonus ones. You ready?
All right.
The mayor is Bill Given.
High Prairie.
Incorrect. That's Grand Prairie.
Oh.
Sorry, Your Honorable.
Battle of two bills.
All right.
This city is higher on the map than the other one.
High Prairie?
Correct. Dang,
that's
that was
an educated guess.
But I had to literally look at two maps at the same time and like get my protractor up. Okay, one more for fun.
Sure.
The trumpeter swan is the symbol of this city.
Grand Prairie?
Correct. You know it. Everybody
you
knows
know
it.
Know your stuff.
Are you sure you're not from either of these towns?
Matt, you had another fun fact about High Prairie you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah. This town has a 30% vaccination rate.
Edmonton?
High Prairie. High Prairie. It was High Prairie.
It's High Prairie. Congratulations. You're going to see the pride of Grand Prairie, Tennille Towns, Winspear Center on December 10th. Tickets go on sale this week and again later this week, and the pre-sale's coming as well. So good job, Alex.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, be crazy. The houses and the...
There's a lot of yelling going on right now.
Yeah, the
streets. And that's okay.
Busy.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. Yeah.
Get in the car! We're going to be late!
Don't anyone shame you for stress yelling.
Have you brushed your teeth? You can't go out of the house wearing that!
I don't want to go to school.
Nobody wants to go to school.
Your daughter did you on Friday.
Yeah, that won't last, though.
No.
But yes, she had her first day of kindergarten, was super pumped.
Let me tell you, Kennedy, it only gets harder from here.
Yeah.
Your kindergarten's a joke.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell her. I feel like that's really encouraging.
Remember, this grade's a joke. You just learn how to share and stuff. No, I'm not saying it's a joke. If you're a kindergarten teacher, I apologize. Please don't come at me.
Yeah, they got a lot to deal
with. Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hadn't even really thought about it till you said last week that they sent an email out just saying, hey, maybe if you can just get them to figure out how to put their shoes on and off and open up their lunch bags and things like that. Like, yeah,
that's
when
the thing.
You got to do that for 25 or 30 or 35 kids. That's a challenge. Even two kids is a challenge.
Snack time is over by the time you've opened everyone's yogurts.
Yeah.
I just hope my kid can poop in the toilet by kindergarten.
Good luck, Matt.
Oh my gosh! Yes, no. Your son, I see him on Instagram. I can't wait. I think I'm going to get a chance to see him this week, which will be awesome. But when I see all the stuff on Instagram, every time I see him, I'm like, that kid is like next level. Like, he's like turned up. Like, if the knob is a 10, he's at a 12 all the time.
His energy level is unreal.
I think it comes from his undying love of EDM. Our house is a literal rave from 6 o'clock in the morning till about 7. We're just like, Steve Aoki, Daddy, play Madman by Laid Back Luke. Like, I don't even know what these are. And some kids are listening to Sharon, Lois, and Bram, Raffy. My kid's pumping EDM like he's in a rave.
Introduce that kid to Randy Travis.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Talking back to school, did you see the text from the parent who said, my kids are going to kindergarten grade 1 and grade 3, and they're so excited that they're getting going on this whole situation, and now they said they might be their last. The grade 3 are asked if there was night school she could attend. Night school.
Hey, Doogie Howser, pump the brakes.
That's impressive.
Yeah. As a parent, I'd be like, yeah, sure.
No problem.
I was just assuming that the kid didn't want to go to during the day.
I think that she loves school so much she wants to go again in the evening.
Loves to learn.
Wow.
We don't have much experience with this.
Clearly we need to learn more.
We're just like, okay.
I just assumed the kid didn't want to go in the daytime, sleep in. But see, that's coming for me, I guess. Here's Matt Lang. This is Kissin' Country.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Hey, on this return after the Labor Day long weekend and the first full day of school, some other important things you need to know about National Days. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
National Grateful Patient Day.
All right. What?
I don't know.
Oh, I was going to say, aren't all patients grateful? But ask any nurse, and the answer is no.
No, no.
That's a loaded question.
I think there needs to be a Grateful Patient Day because it's
that
tough.
That day is today.
Yeah, when you're in the middle of it, it's tough, right? But everybody's just trying to do their best. Okay, National Salami Day, Matt.
I love a good salami.
I'm sure you got a take on salamis.
Salami's delicious. Bologna can't hold a candle salami. I like a spicy salami.
With the pepper on the outside?
Yes. Yeah. Like, we have to take a little... some salamis where you have to take the little casing off it.
Yeah, I don't like that part.
That sucks, right?
All right. National Acorn Squash Day. I have no idea.
We're getting into fall.
I love acorn squash. Oh, I got some at the farmer's market the other day. It was delicious.
Is that true?
Yeah, a little bit of butter, a little onion, fried that up, put some garlic powder.
Is it worth a day?
No.
Okay. Well, it's got one. Matt, you won't disagree with this having a day. National Beer Lovers Day.
Whoa.
I love beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. Yes. I asked Matt, and he just about came through the FaceTime screen on me. I said, is flavored beers and these new fancy beers, are they actually beers?
Yes. Don't gatekeep beer. Beer can be beer, man. Made from the same stuff that all the stuff is. Just because it's got a little raspberry or apricot or something in it. Peach kiwi?
I don't think that's a beer.
You don't drink beer. You drink vodka crayons.
I know.
But you're on the outside looking.
Well, might as well drink the same thing.
They're not a beer either. They're not a beer either.
It's a beer. 100% it's a beer.
What's your favorite beer?
I would say the Wolf from Sea Change.
Okay. Jack?
That's up there.
I hate beer, but I got to say Molson because my Uncle Terry works for them. So
okay.
Anything Molson.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to SYC Brewing, too, in town.
All right.
They gave me a bunch of beers once. Hey, if you are a beer manufacturer and you want me to rep your brand, send them my way.
Okay.
Ooh, do I sniff a Instagram collab?
God only knows. Well, let's hope.
That's exactly what you need. What's your favorite beer on this National Beer Lovers Day? You can text us or call 780-421-1039.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, it's National Beer Lovers Day, so we're asking about your favorite beer.
And Morgan says, the Belgians would strongly disagree with you, Chris, regarding that fruity beer. They invented most of the types of beers that we use for craft nowadays.
There you go.
It's a little history for you.
Okay.
I love Mr. Bob's response. His favorite beer is cold.
What a dad answer. Anything cold. You know how many warm beers I've drank in my life?
Too many.
Oh, you get used to it, but it's just like, just
do you?
Awful. Thing is, on my way to my buddy's house back in the day when we would spend every night at Cook County on the weekends, there was a superstore liquor store.
Yeah.
And of course, they don't refrigerate their beers. So you grab a 15-pack of Old Milwaukee, you head on over, and then put them in the fridge and drink two warm ones.
Right. While they're
sacrifice.
Cooling. While they're cooling. I don't know. When I was on the farm, we used to, you'd have that one Pilsner kind of rolling around in the tractor. All day long, and you'd just be waiting for it. And then you'd open it up, and it'd be like, oh, no, that was not good.
I've had warm Pilsners, too.
But you still drank it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely still drank it. Yeah, absolutely. Cindy, what about you?
My favorite beer is Coors.
Which kind? Are we talking Coors Light, Coors Banquet?
No, just Coors, the really one.
Ooh, okay, all right.
And my license plate is Coors One.
Wow.
Whoa, that's dedication.
How many beers do you think you drink in a year?
Not many now, but I used to.
Yeah, how often do the police randomly pull somebody over?
It's got Coors One. I have cocaine in the bag. Is my license plate?
No, I've never been pulled over for that, thank God.
You're asking for it.
That's hilarious.
I just thought I'd let you know.
Good morning, Kissin.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Good. Who's this?
Terry.
Terry, how you doing?
Good, good. You're asking about different beers?
Yeah.
Mine's Alexander Keith from Nova Scotia.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
I like a good Keith. Maybe even a Moosehead once in a while?
No, the Moosehead's garbage.
Okay.
Well, pardon me.
But the thing is, in Alberta, they say it's imported, right?
Yeah.
It's made at the Moosehead plant on off the White Mud there.
Okay.
Imported.
Yeah, all the way from the White Mud, so they charge you more.
It's a long ways.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Well, no surprise we're getting inundated with text messages about your favorite beer. There's only one thing we get more response if we ask, tell us about your dog, right? But, you know, tell us about your dog named after a beer would be the ultimate question.
Think of Puppers.
Yeah. I know a dog named Kokanee.
Really?
Yep.
Lots of buddies out there.
I don't know if I know any beer dogs. All right.
Need more friends?
All right.
I guess so.
Yeah.
We are asking your favorite beer. This text says, in my opinion, there is none better than a Kokanee beer.
Here's the thing. Kokanee's extremely drinkable, but it's not like a top tier beer.
Extremely drinkable. That's all you really need. Isn't
that is
it?
Top tier, no. Matt.
Sometimes I like a depth of flavor that, unfortunately, Kokanee can't bring me.
Oh, come on.
JJ texts in and says, my favorite beer is free. Second is cold, but not much else beats a cold Corona with a lime.
Sometimes Corona, I feel, it gets a little skunky.
Yeah.
You know, you open a Corona, sometimes smells like skunk. Same with Stella Artois. Yeah. Like, they have all those fancy commercials, and it tastes like butt.
You are a snob.
Well, no, it's just like burgers, you know? Like, they make a lot of them. Some are good, some are bad.
That's not true. They're all good.
Yeah.
No, there's bad beers.
Yeah.
I'll drink them, but I mean.
Here's Keith Urban.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Sitting here. Drinking beer, talking God, amen. That's the great thing about country music. It's like, it's always there for you.
We're blitzing, talking God.
I mean, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
But it's National Beer Lovers Day, so that's why it kind of fits. Jack, your favorite beer, what are people saying?
Well, we got this text. My favorite beer is Rickard's Red, and my dog's name is Guinness. Have a great day.
Here's a hot take. A Rickard's Red in a draft form is delicious.
Okay.
I love a good red. In draft. Not of the can.
I was going to wait for the butt.
There was not in the can.
Yeah.
Put it in a draft me, baby.
All right.
Sapporo? Is that how you say it? Beer, right?
A Japanese beer. Hey, they also make great scotches in Japan. They're kind of branching out.
Okay.
Who knew? Matt. Beer and favorite in the same sentence? Yuck. Yeah, I agree.
Somebody's like, I only drink vodka coolers, Palm Bays, and White Claws.
Heck yeah.
Ooh, diabetes.
Shock Top, says a texter.
Okay. That's a local beer, too. Yeah, that's Alberta beer. I like a Shock Top.
And Lucky Champagne. Cheers to all the microbrewery beers.
Absolutely.
Somebody said extra old stock.
Yes.
That stuff will make you go blind.
That's not true.
Is that like six-pack for $6?
No, it's a malt liquor.
Yeah.
You gotta, it's in a big bottle.
You drink it with a fork.
Ever done Edward 40 hands?
No.
Where you duct tape two malt liquor bottles to your hands, and then you only get the use of your hands after you finish one of them? That's Edward 40 hands. You will die.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Speaking of being fit, Jack, your hubby's fit.
Yes.
He was
great
away.
Tie-in.
I'll take that.
He was away working like he does. He works. The guy works like a dog. He works hard. And it was during his birthday. And so you reached out to him on his birthday, naturally.
Yeah, right? September 5 with his birthday. Of course, I did the whole Instagram post. And I was so excited. Birthdays, as anyone knows, is a huge deal in my life. And birthday weeks.
Yeah.
I expect it to be for everyone else too. And so I kept texting him throughout the day. He was working the day shift. So 7 to 7. On the rigs. He's a driller. And so I was like, oh my gosh, are people wishing you happy birthday? Like, does anyone know it's your birthday? You guys going out afterwards? Did they get you a cake in the doghouse? And he's just like, no, are you ridiculous? Like, nobody cares that it's my birthday, Jackie. And I'm like, oh, but Bobby, you're away working on your birthday. Like, somebody must have seen an Instagram post. And he's like, you got more likes than I will ever get in my life regarding my birthday post. Yeah,
could you imagine the guys around the rig? Bob, come here. Can we gotta stop drilling for a bit?
let's take an ice cream cake break.
Give Bob the bumps.
The birthday bumps.
On the oil rig, I can only imagine.
Come down from the derrick. We have a surprise.
But they didn't even really do anything after work. He's like, we are exhausted. We're going to bed.
You work like 15 straight days at 12. No time for Boston pizza.
But it's a birthday.
They're gassed. I get it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I guess birthdays aren't a big deal.
Bob, we have a big night planned.
But you guys are kind of the same way. Maybe it's different between boys and girls.
I was going to say, because even if he wasn't on the rigs, his birthday wouldn't be that big a deal.
He doesn't care.
No, you guys would have made a big deal about it, right? You and
well,
the girls.
One of us would have. Well,
but he wouldn't have cared. Yeah. No.
I only want people who actually care about me to celebrate my birthday.
You don't even put it on Facebook.
I've taken it off Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't want that vapid happy birthday. It means
nothing.
I'm
so mad at you guys, though. Even if it's your birthday at work and I say it, you're like, thanks. That's it. It's not like, oh my gosh, thanks. I'm so excited.
The problem is you need reciprocation. So
I just
your
need
birthday
people to be excited.
Yeah. We don't know if you're doing it to do. Yeah, like Matt says, that's a good point. You're building up goodwill, birthday goodwill.
Because the more you go all out for our birthdays, even though they want it, it's like I need it for my birthday when it comes around.
Yeah.
I did get you a card and a gift this year.
Very excited.
All right.
But yeah, you guys just don't care about birthdays.
All right. Do you find that? Do guys not care? Girls care more? You know, or is there a guy out there that just cares a ton about their birthday?
See, this is no Harvard City.
Let me be best friends with him.
What?
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Jack asked the question with her hubby having a birthday and not really caring about it. Do guys care less about their birthdays than the females? Yes.
This text says, must be a guy thing. I don't care about my birthday and I never have, even when I was younger. My fiance, on the other hand, reminds me months in advance that her birthday is coming up. Mm-hmm. And in her eyes, it's a huge deal and must be celebrated.
Just another thing to let somebody down about.
Agnes texted and says, hey guys, my husband wouldn't even know it's his birthday if I didn't mention it. His birthday is December 22nd, and as a kid, he would always get his birthday present as part of his Christmas present, so he never makes a big deal of his birthday. Plus, with his dyslexia, you never know what month it is.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Weird.
I mean, I'm going to take her word for it.
All right. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
About that birthday topic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
September babies, we're used to our birthdays being a show, so we just don't have high expectations.
You may be right.
There's too much going on, right?
Well, there's too much going on, and a lot of times if you were a kid and you were new to a school and you're a September baby, you don't have enough time to make friends.
Your birthday got missed because
Your birthday gets missed very commonly. I can speak to this because I'm on the 15th, okay?
Right.
And I had a different school every couple of years. There was never enough time. I was also a bit of a quieter person. I wasn't a social butterfly. I hate everybody equally, kind of thing.
I feel that in my bones.
I didn't get a birthday. My sister would always jack my birthday, and she'd invite all her friends to my birthday.
Oh, man.
And I've never can say I've had a good birthday, and I'm turning 27.
Wow.
Oh.
My birthday has always been a show, so I just don't put expectations. And it's like, okay, I don't tell people about my birthday. If they want to make my birthday special, they can contact me.
You need some Jack in your life to get some joy in your heart.
No, not Jack.
I think you and Matt are long lost siblings.
Well, sister.
You know what? Don't say that because I've got 10 half siblings, so that's actually possible.
Who is your mom again?
Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at @Kissin_Jack, JACK on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong. S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.